Good morning. Three times a day, Ayit says the pasuk, Korev Hashem l'chol keira of l'chol ha'sheger uve emes. And I saw a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Amoros Tehoris from the Megodim of Dilib. It says, Behektim Shlema Melech says in Kehelas, Ki elikim ha'shamayim va'ata la'oretz, the Ebesher is in Himmel, and you're down here on earth, al kini yedvarech ma'at. Therefore speak very, very little. So he teaches us, v'chol by tzadikim, the principles, Shavisi Hashem and Edni Somit, 24-7, they're living in the presence of the Ebesher. But Noshim Kerkeinu, al kaponim, one has to hope that at least during davening, that a person realizes the Shekhinah is connected. The pasuk says, "Dirshu Hashem bihimot zoikru'u v'yosikori." When can you call? When can you daven? When you realize that the Eibishter is with you as you articulate the words. And the Chazal say on the pasuk, "Korev Hashem l'chol kairov." That he's korei b'chol b'nikirvus, he's closest as possible. The pasuk says, "Ki migoy godol asher alikim kroivim elov, kashem alikenu b'chol kareinu." What happens if a person makes a cheshbon and says, "Oh, b'fakert, ki alikim b'shamayim, the Eibishter is in Himmel." You know how far heaven is from earth. There's seven rakiyim, and every rakiyim in the halakha of shomla and then rakiyim. Etc., etc., etc. I am the Cheshbon, the Gemara, and the Gemara. So far. So a person says, Taichanayim, Megodim, Kilikim, Bashamayim, Va'ata, Loritz. You're like light years away. Al Kain, Dvarecha, Ma'atim. Your words are of little use, little purpose. They're futile. No one's listening. No one's at home. Me'emes Chazal Taich, the Pasuk says, Va'ata, Kodesh, Yoyshev, Tehilus, Yisrael. Where does the Shekhinah, where does the Ebreshter dwell? In a place where Yidin are Mishabeach the Rebbeinu Shalem. And this is not Stam Episav, some rebel in Borough Park, etc. Right? It's Pashut Halacha. The Halacha is when a person davening, you're not allowed to walk within his Dalet Abbas, because the Shekhinah is there, it's called Admas Kodesh. In fact, the commander brings it a Sefer Begilas Torim, Oyim V'Noyer, one of the Gedolei Tamid HaMashemtiv, when he davened Shemini Esrei, anyone who walked into his Dalet Abbas would die. The electricity, the chayas, the energy was so powerful, you would take it from Yad, finish with your life. But talacha for every davening. The shaila is, how is it that korev Hashem l'chol kairov? That's kind of different than the God. How is it? So I think the pasuk goof is answering. L'chol asher yigru'u v'emes. Where does emes come into the picture? The emes is, Chanal say that a person who's shomer pivul l'shoinu, thinks emes, right? Eliachel Dvoroi, Kholayitri Piv Yasa. And him it says, the pasuk in Iyu, Vatigzer Eimer Vayachel. But every Davin's tefillahs are net. The Hebech of a person who says, Shkor. Bechal, there's a Rameir of Olshe Tomer, it's a Moiriti Gevort. The famous Medrash Shoichartu. The Medrash says, they marry Shoinim Espalim Venenim. Why is it in previous generations people Davin and their tefillahs were heard, and Anan, we sit there and crying, screaming, Hakim. And no one's answering. So, normally I'm a simple guy. I always understood the Medrash to mean. Because in the olden days they daven with Shemis, with Yechudim, with Kavonis, with whatever. You ever look at, you ever seen a Kubolim daven? Huge Sidurim, all kinds of interesting Shemis over there with names and Zirufim and whatever. I don't know how to daven with Yechudim. I'm a simple person. Come in a Peter Shamilus, even that I don't know. Right? So, the Rishonim, we're Mispalim, and then you're going to Mispalim B'Shem. Says the Revolution, Tomer is the murderer, even if you're not a Kabbalist, you know what shame is, you never learn Kabbalah. Shame is, B'Shem is Rosh Hatevis, B'Lois is Seim Mirvo. So, Lashta Pasuk, Dillim, Hazina Tfilosi, B'Lois is Seim Mirvo. If a person davens from a mouth, which is a mouth of Emes, and not a mouth of Sheker, then the Abish is just to his Tfilis. And behind all this form activity is brought, the slavery is brought, the safer is brought in name of God, and all this form activity is explained, right? A person says Shema. Right? And you're giving edus. But the din is kach onshe shel badoi, a person al ligner. His punishment is that even when he's saying emes, no one listens. So a person who says shkorim, right? Even the Shema Yisrael, that doesn't work. Nothing, davening doesn't work. So the pasuk says, korev Hashem l'chol koyrov. How is it tishkinas genegdei? When a person davens, the answer is if you call him with the mid of emes. Doesn't answer, but what's the mechanic? How? Why is emes that which brings the Shekhinah down? So I saw a vort in this week's parsha, which I'm going to use now as a hakdomo. But I'm saying generally the cholos of parsha, but it's behekdim. There's an awesome vort. This parsha is a meridic vort. Let me behekdim. What happened at the beginning of the parsha? Vayetze yankev mi bershom. The whole part, that phrase is a part of the pasuk. It's redundant. Says Rashi, why did they say vayetze yankev? Because cholos man is a tzaddik is beir. Who ziva, who adoro, who adoro, who adoro, who ziva, who whatever, yeah, who hoida, who ziva, who adoro. Melami, jitzia, sadik, menahir, he said, Roshim, the sadik leaves, is pona, hoida, pona, ziva, pona, adoro. Can I ask you a simple klutz kasha? So when Yankiv Avinu leaves Beersheba, right, pona, hoida, pona, adoro, pona, ziva, where did it go? Where did the hoid and the ziv and the odor, where did it go?
With it.
What's the pshat? Says the Divrei Yisroel, the Rebbe of Moshe, it's a moiridik of vort. I think it's yisoid in life. How, the pasuk was bothered, Rashi was bothered. How vayetze Yankiv, Yankiv living in Eretz Yisroel, in Beersheva, all that means, Kedusha of Eretz Yisroel. How did he leave the place of the Ovis Akdoish, which has such gewaltige Kedusha? All tackles of Briya, the level of the world, is Eretz Yisroel. The answer is Yankiv Avidu is Midas or Emes. He didn't Emes again. Emes has that quality that it serves like an Evinshe Eves, a magnet. That all in a magnet, practice, if you have a magnet, you have metal things, it just brings it up to the fore. It just brings it up to the top. It automatically attracts. Yankiv Avinu is Midas Emes, so all Midas Tovis, all the Yanam of Kedusha, where the sherish of everything is the Ebershtus Emes, right? When a person has Midas Emes, then all the goodness and whatever is attracted to Midas Emes. So later in the Parsha, right, Yankiv Avinu gets to the Choron land, right, and he realizes, I pass by Mokim Shehaspalu Avuyisai. What does he do? He wants to go back. What happens? Said the Gemara, hold it. Hara Maria was nekar. Whatever this means, I'm not getting involved in that, right? And it went to him. How did it get to him? Because if you're really in a personification of Midas or Emes, and you represent that magnet that Emes is, then all in Yonim and Kedusha in the world, whether it's in geography, whether it's Nefesh, whether it's in Zman, whatever Bechina, it comes to you. Yeah? And that's pshat, there's a medrash which is like, Vayetze Yankiv mi Beersheva. So the medrash says, the Be'er of Beersheva, the well, went before following Yankiv. I don't know, I always have this problem with Midrashim, right? What Midrashim are supposed to be taken literally and what are metaphorical and allegorical, whatever, right? I don't think a well, which means a hole in the earth. How are you oikar a well, right? So Pshat is, says the Baruch Rebbe, the Kedusha that's represented in that Be'er, the Be'er of Brachas and whatever, that accompanied Yankiv wherever he went, because that is the Midah of Emes. Explains the Baruch Rebbe, the Pasuk says, Emes me Eretz Titzmach. You don't gotta be a rocket scientist to figure out that the words Emes me Eretz Titzmach is Rashi Davis, Emes. Emes is like me. Things sprout from the ground wherever you are, right? It's the whatever you need, it's there, whether it's Begashmias, Berachmias, whatever you need, once you have the need of MS is there. And therefore he says in the back of the Sefer, the Kol Nidrei Klei Arayso, the Mordechai. is emes aleph mem tov is Rashi Teves al dei mafris. That means don't think something is far away. It's in far away land. Al dei mafris is emes, because once you have the meat of emes, nothing is far from emes. And therefore, right, the pasuk says in Dilim in Kuf Aleph, Askila bederech tomim, Mosai tove elai. Again, Mosai tove elai is Rashi Teves, emes. Everyone asks, what do you mean Mosai tove? When is it coming to me? What do you mean? And Pirkei Avos we say fakir al tomer shetove acharecho, right? But if you're midas or emes, Askila bederech tomim, and tam is the madrega v'yankiv yishtom, then you could be assured that David HaMelech is like hoping to walk in his footsteps. Mosai tove elai, it will follow me wherever I go. And later, Parshas Shmos, the resource is the same for. Remember, there's a lady called Bisya Bas Pari. And the pasuk says, Vateirin Bas Pari Lirchasay Oir. And the Gemara says, what's she doing at the Oir? Why don't she go to a swimming pool? Lirchay, it's Migdul Beis Avir. She wants to be this guy. Vateirin Sateva. She sees the basket with Moshe Rabbeinu. Mistoy Chasuf in the middle of the reeds. Right? She stretches out her amos, her hand, her arm. She takes it. And Chazal say, what's Vatishlach Hasamoso? It means it's yod, her hand. Right? Her hand stretched many, many amos. So Luchura Ebazoi Chazal should say, why? Shenishdarva Amos Harbe, a yod. It says Amos from the word emes. A person who be'emes has a shifa, a bikush for whatever, striving for something higher. She wants to become baspare, wants to be nizgair and become whatever. That, even though how far in the, like, million miles away, how does she get to the teva? Vatish l'chazam also, when a person is gebench with the meat of emes, even though bederach hateva, it's so far away, but you made your shtadlus at the svarim, say, you did what you could, then the emes stretches out and you're able to get to the teva. Where is the teva? B'toich hasuf. You don't gotta be a rocket scientist to figure out. Toich means what? Middle. Suf means end. Hello? What are the letters of emes? So the Gemara says. The first letter of the alphabet, middle letter, the last letter. I've said countless times, Aleph is no star hoibin a letter. Aleph of Anuichi, Aleph is the Lufishal Oilam, etc., etc. Mem is the middle letter. Tuf is the final letter. Tuf is already outside the regal, but Tuf is outside the rules of Kedusha. If we have the command, the commander brings it abroad. Don. Do you remember Psachim? Someone who said, Doinu Didi, Ishmael, right? Don is a Dalit and a Nun. Spells put it together, you get the letter Tuf. Tuf reminds me of Mitzayir, reminds me of Ayin Rad, reminds me of by Esav. It comes the next expansion, Arba Meis, Ish Imay, all negative things. Just look at that. Just by the way, I just someone else, the Shamloya Rav says, Aleph. What's the gematria of the letter Aleph? One. Even after all these years, Aleph is gematria one. Yeah, we've done a lot of gematrias, right? What is the milui of Aleph? Lamed Pei, another 110. So there's a lot more that's hidden than there is begali. You can't get a bigger disparity between the letter itself and the middle. Mem, equal. Middle. Tough. Outside, the guy is shayin chalim. 400. What's inside? Yud nevav, vav, whatever. The biggest disparity, those falsher things, you know, whatever. What is the idea of emes? Emes itself, the Gemara says in Shabbat, is merach gemili. From an aleph to a mem to a tav, you can't get one three-letter word that's further away than a kotza, all three letters. But what does emes do? Emes is mekarev rechukim. Sheker, shin kufresh, falskite. Three letters, one next to the other in the alphabet. It's korev, one to the other. Ober sheker is merachik korev. Possible. Midvar sheker, terrible. I want to tell you something that I was just dealing with a bunch of people who have never sorrows with their children, and they were just upbeating the nisyonos that people go through today. And I see over, I've been around the block a few times in life, And I see when you want to be makarev a person, takas kamfi ashkina, you want to be makarev a child, a wife, or whatever the Torah that you may have is, right? Usually, rule of thumb is, I see it over and over, when a person goes with emes, and he pursues the emes with emes, kiloshin tzvarmak, tzedek, tzedek, tirdif. You don't go to try and prove emes with sheker, but you go emes to emes, usually you'll be successful. With siyata d'shmaya. If you try to, if there's a sheker, an hypocrisy, whatever in life, or you're trying to pursue emes with sheker is merachik, emes is mekarev. This is the vort, right? Right? And this is also pshat, if you're dealing, korev Hashem l'chol korev. Since emes is the magnet, l'chol ha-sheikru be-emes, that brings kedusha, that brings the shechina, that brings the, and therefore your words are heard. This not only applies to tefillah. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya and Seif Perek Lamed Zayin explains in a different pshat and puzzle. Korev Hashem l'chol korev, it could be referring to tefillah. L'chol asher yikru be-emes, you realize it's a steer in relation to safe. We've discussed many times. What do you say, korev Hashem l'chol, anyone? Yeah, then you say, l'chol asher yikru be-emes, you know, like, 3.5 in the Vardiker and the Kutzker, people are Domuk and Emes, you know. Emes is a very precious, rare commodity. So it's not the Cholker. Now, the Rebbe divides the puzzle. Korah Shem Cholker of whatever. Davni. The Cholah Sheigru of Emes refers to learning Torah. How do I know? Because when a person, now let me explain, now's not the time to elaborate. When a person learns Torah, is ka'odom ha'kireya es chaveri, or like a child calling to his father to come here. The expression chadal is ha'kirey ba'toyruch. The Torah is, as we'll soon discuss, the evish that no nafshik sovis Yehovah, that's the anuich, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. When you learn Torah, oisi atem luichim, right? So Torah is called Torah's emes. And when a person learns Torah, he's calling the evish to come. The atzmi is the higher than tefillah. Tefillah is the shvachim of the Eibishter, chanun, rachim, whatever. Torah is the atzmius of Hashem. When a person learns Torah, is koyir bat Torah, right? Which, by the way, is the reason why I've often said that you could daven through learning also. Famous Nachman speaks about the Maran. A person, when you learn Torah, you're also koyir to the Eibishter, right? You have to have a chibur of Torah and tefillah and Torah. I'm not getting involved in that. That's why a person should learn Torah before davening, etc., etc. Someone once said, what's the difference between Torah and Tefillah? Tefillah, I'm talking to Hashem. Torah, the Eibishter is talking to me. If you have a conversation with a friend, think about it, right? You have a conversation with a friend, and you can only speak, and he had to schweig, your friendship is not going to continue. It has to be a two-way dialogue, right? If you listen to the Eibishter, then the Eibishter will listen to you. So there's Torah and Tefillah. Both are called emes, right? And both are the meaning of kriya here, right? The chol asher yigru'u ve'emes, right? Interessant. Remember Yaakov Avinu at the beginning of the parasha has a dream. V'ine sulam mutzav arza v'roishir magiyah shemaimo v'ine malachei likim oylem v'yordim. So someone pointed out this dream by the sulam. Sulam refers to what? There's a metaphor for either Tzulusa de Zohar HaKodesh for davening, right? Gimatria Koil. Or it's also be Gimatria, as it says in Zohar HaKodesh, Turim, Sinai. Hello, Teir. Right? Vihine Malach, and it says in Pasuk, Malachei Eloikim, Oilim Viyordim, says Rav Amshor, in Lechach Halivuv, is Gimatria 607, which is Emes Bimilui. So I thought he's talking about in a different kav. Oh, who is your dibarn? The malachel ikim oilim v'yordim, either in the sulam of tzlusa on this ladder of davening, or the tefillah Torah Sinai is dafka when it's emes b'milui. When this is 607, malachel ikim oilim v'yordim is gimatria Moshe v'Aaron. Where does Moshe v'Aaron come down? Because it's two pshatim korav Hashem l'chol korav l'chol shuv v'emes, either referring to Torah or referring to tefillah. Now you don't got to be both, by the way, Moshe and Aaron, right? Are emes. Moshe emes v'teiros emes. But Aaron, what does the pasuk say in Malachi? Teiros emes hoisa b'fiu. V'avol esimsa b'svosov. He's just saying, da, just a koyin ishmur da, right? But bichlal, the avoid is Moshe is Aaron is called Shushbinisa de Matarnisa, and Moshe is called Shushbina de Malka. Moshe is the one who brings the Torah down to mankind. Moshe gave us the Torah. Aaron, and they have karbonis avoid, is the avoid of mimatulamayla from below to above. That's the avoid of tefillah. So both Moshe and Aaron, both Torah and tefillah, have to be with what? With an emes. With these, I understand. Everyone knows. I talk about this 100 times. Parshas Vayetze, famous word of the Galamukis, the word of the name of the Magid. Vayetze is the trikun vayar yankiv tzuras alf. Everyone goes, oh, this thousands of Birushim. What do they mean? The simple pshat is, I've said countless times, that when Adam Harishon was poigim in the Eitz Hadas, he was poigim in the three alf. The Aleph of Hashem's name, Adnai, Odin, Melech, Aleph of Odom, and the Aleph of Emes. And the three of the Sakdosh Barak Yitzhak Yankiv came to be Mesakit. So Odin, the same the Abish has Odin Ha'olam, is Avram Avinu. Since the Abish gave the world, Lehoya Odin, Shekara, and Shabarak, Odin, and Shabar Avram Avinu, Vekari Odin. He put the Aleph into
Din.
Into Din. Odom, take away the Aleph, you get down, blood, right? Yitzhak Avinu, when he was pushed to Tavari by the Akedah, he brought the Aleph in the Dom, and you had Adam, Adam, Bimilue, whatever is Gimashia, Mispal, can you do it, whatever? Mavezu, Adam, the Gimara says Baba Gama, right? Does he speak? And the third one is Yankiv Avinu. There was Emes, and Emes became Niskom. If you take the Aleph out of Emes, what are you left with? Mace. And Avram Yivavoid of Yanki, who's the Emes to Bechir Sheba Oves and the Emes to Gilgul of Adam Arishin, he brought the Aleph into Mace, and therefore you get the word Emes. Hence, Dafka by Yanki Vavino, the Gemara says, Yanki Vavino, Loimes. Because Emes, Kushtakoi, truth, stands. And therefore, I understand why the Vilnius Rebbe, the Havas Yisrael, says Vayar Yankiv Tzuras Aleph 1206 is Gimatria Ur, if you reckon the Aleph to be a thou. Work it out. What's an Ur? The Ur of Emes. We're just behecting. Remember next week's parasha, it says a puzzle, right? There's the Abkus, the famous battle of Yankiv with the Samach Mem, with the Malach of Esav. So it says that Yankovinu asks him, Vayishal Yankov, Vayimer, Agida, no Mashmecha, Vayimer, Loma Zatisha Lishmi, why are you asking questions? Right? Vayavarach Oisisha. So Rashi says, he asked him, what's your name? Why can't you give an answer? So Rashi said, because every Malach, their name depends on their Shlichas, and it changes all the time. All this is Frame Musurki and Dua famously say, what's Prat? Because the Malach, the Yetzer Hara, the Samach Mem, doesn't really have a name. You know why? Because he's nothing more than a dimion. He has no etzev, he has no metzia, he has no reality. He's a dimion, he's an illusion, right? Commercial of the Zoyna with the Ben Melech, she's out there to test his whatever, but she's praying he shouldn't succumb. The endness is, and I can see this over and over and over again, the Samach Mem, the Yitzhahara, the whatever, has nothing what of value to sell. It's pretty empty, right? Voraya, you see that after he wins, the Malach says, Shalcheini, let me go. Megiyah does man to say, Shir, why? Because the Malach himself doesn't want you to fall. He knows he's full of blood. He knows he's not, right? Therefore, the Iker is, Kisar, what his name is, Yankiv Avinu's name is then changed from Yankiv, or added, Yisrael, Kisar Yisim, Leikim, Vamanoshim. He's victorious with angels and with people. Vatuchal. Vatuchal, the pshat is Miloshin is Kalus. Kidu, the Rabbi Rabbeinu Pshischa famously says, Yisrael is Gimatria Yaakov plus Satan.
That what?
Yaakov plus Satan is Gimatria Yisrael. The pshat is, when either Gibor Akuvish is Yitzhar, it's not enough to subdue the Satan, right? You gotta be, use him out, Bechol of Ovecha, to use the Yitzhahara and to mahapich him to Kedusha, right? How does he do so? Kira Isi, Esel, Rabbi says, Kira Isi, Elohim, Ponim El Ponim. Now Yankovinu is Midas Emes says, I see the Pnimius of this Malchus. right? Vati notzel nafshi, and that's how I would say from his bituyim, from his blandishments, from his seductions, because I see he's full of bloody. Where do you see this? There's one mitzvah in the Torah that every Yid observes to remember the fight of Yankov and the Malch. Yeah, what was that? Giranosha. Giranosha has a tam or not, has a taste or not. Machloikis. Take this. Cool, yeah? Yeish begidim and there's a tam or ain't begidim. Hello? I'm also, yeah? Nervos, the Rashba asks, what's the question of Machloikis in the Gemara whether the Giranosha has a taste? Take a kfeilo. Right? An expert or someone who has a goy, right? Well, it's a taste to tell you whether it has a tam or it's eitz ba'al. Says the placey, the Rabbi Yehuda Achrayim, the emes says even an eitz has a tam. The shaila in the Gemara is, the machlekes is whether it has a door of Michael, a tam of a Michael, or the tam of an eitz. When the maskona is ein begidim and eitz tam, so why didn't the Torah ask it if it has no taste anyway? The answer is Gzeres HaKosov. Why did the Torah give a Gzeres HaKosov? Don't eat the Giran Nosha, which anyway has no taste. Oh, who asher? I'm sure it's a very big word. Who asher dibarnu? Because the Samach Mem has no Gishmak, has no taste. There's nothing there. It's here for a second, the Taiva, the whatever, and it dissipates. Kanan, it's nothing there. Nothing of anything of any value, right? The teacher, that's why Chazal say in Soita, Ein Adam Choyte, Elam Kei Nichtos Boi. If you're a normal person, you think, what am I gaining? What am I losing? What am I putting in jeopardy here? You got to be out of your picking mind to go. But that's they'll calm there, nothing more. Okay. In other words, where do you get, that's why we said, Vayar Yankiv Tzuras Aleph is Gimachi Ur. Once you shed light of MS on something, the Kanan Tichle just disappears. Now, why am I telling you this? This idea of the Marjus Rebbe, that Emes, the Midah of Emes, is our magnet that attracts Kedusha, and conversely, distances yourself from Sheker, I'm just bringing the converse and also, is the aside of understanding the secret of this week's parasha. Behekted. This week's parasha, Yankov Avinu is Mesakin the Tefillah of Arvis. Why is that? What can happen to Yankov and Arvis? Says the Tefer Shloim in this week's parashat, all this forum HaKadoshim. There are three prayers a day corresponding to the three Avos HaKadoshim. Avram is Shachris, Yitzhak is Mincha, Yankov is Mayr. What Avodas Hashem would it mean? The Midah of Avram is Midah Sacheseh, to bring Kedusha, to bring Ur, to bring Adikus down. Says the Tefer Shloim, there are really, at least superficially, three categories of things in life. There are mitzvahs, thou shalt, mitzvah sayin. There is mitzvahs lois sayin. That which is a mitzvah choiva, that which is an iser. And there's a third category called rishus. It's either a mitzvah you don't have to, it's an aveir if you do, it's rishus. Avram Avinu corresponds to mitzvahs sayin, bringing down kedusha. Hence, Avram is gimatria. Ramach. Kineged Ramach, what to say? Yitzchok was Pachad, Yitzchok, Vura, etc., etc., Yira. It's Kineged the Lois to say. What is Yankov? Yankov is the Avod of Rishus. The for Yankov was Mesake and a Tfila of Arvis. Orev means Losh and Taruvis. It's a mixture of Tevara, which you have to work into, you have to elevate, you have to whatever. Take out the Kedusha, Nezuz of Kedusha, and get rid of the rest of the rubbish, right? Tfilas Arvus that we paskin in the Gemara Brochus is Rishus. Because the eager battleground of a person, a mitzvah is a mitzvah, an aveir is an aveir, that's clear. The eager milchama of the Itkisetil, a milchama alivecha, and the Sforum types of Pshatbos, because Bibelchem is Yetzer, we're dealing with, said Chazal and Sifrei, is Bibelchem is Harishus Sakos of Medar. The battleground is this area, this ambiguity of Inyonim of Rishus. And on this we say in Pirkei Avos, says the Medrash Shleima, the Tiferes Shleima, all the Svarim of Deshim, have a Zehirun Rishus. The thing you have to be worried about is not the Aveira Gufa, not that the Yitzhar works. You have to be Zohir in Inyonim of Rishus. Why, says the Pirkei Avos, Kenira Ka'oyavim B'Shas Hanalosoi. At the moment you have the taiva, whatever, it's very geschmack for the fleeting moment. Aber wenn ein dem Leute all dann beschafft durchgegangen, kommt der denn wie ich bin, in kann help you. It does garnish from what the taiva you had yesterday, right? Aber le idach is es warum taiva have we the heater in the rishus. You have to make licht in the rishus. The rishus has to, you have to shine in the rishus. We do the same shemayim. That's why in this week's parasha, the famous story that the Tzav Kaddish of Lechevich, one Shabbos Kodesh parasha, they didn't say Torah by his dish. It's like Talmud of Shalom asked, why not? He says, because this week's parasha doesn't need Torah. The parasha teaches you how a tzaddik, when he eats, when he drinks, when he gets married, when he gives birth to a family, when he's usik of parnoso, that gufa became the Torah of the whole parasha. The whole parasha is about in Yonim of Rishus, in the house of Lovon, and you're elevating it. That's the avoid of Yankiv, by Yankiv, the Nachla, B'lim Mitzorim. There are no boundaries. Varatzta, Nachla, right? It's not only in Yonam of Kedusha, but we say Kedoshenu, Kedosh, Yankiv. You know you have three brachas and Shemayas for every three times a day? First one is Mogen Avra, I mean, second, Atto Gibor, Gvura, Yitzchok. What's the third bracha? Atto Gibor. Who's that connected? You're not going to be a rocket. Yankivinu. Would you say benching every day? Kedoshenu Kedosh? Yankiv, the Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? Whatever. That's what why is Yankiv called Yankiv? Yud plus? Eikiv. Eikiv stands for Kaddish Atznochu B'mutter, that's what I'm saying. You take the Yud, the Makshova, Rashi, the Oz Yoshim, Makshova, and you put it into the Eikiv. Eikiv is the lowest part of the body, in Yonam of Rishus, right? And that you elevate. That's the magnet of Midas Emes. It says in Pasuk, Vayokim, Yankiv, Vayisa, Esbono, Vesnosho, Vala, Agmal, right? They tell the story, it's brought in Sforma Tisha Beis, Avram from the Slonimer. Once there was a famine in Tveri, so the tzaddikim, the leaders, sent Shadarim all over to collect money. So they came back with gold and silver and gelt and a whole pile. They brought it to Mendel Vedevsker, who was the leader of the Yishuv in Tveri. They put on his tish. And Mendel Vitebsker said, Rebbeinu Shal, Ichheb Zichuf, mit alle Geld, mit alle Kesev, Zov, Tzadir. And suddenly they saw all the gold and silver kelim on the table, lifting themselves up. Vayisa Yankiv Raglov, it says for Vayisa, as Bonav, as Noshav, Allah, Gemalim, the Peib Zichuf, all in Yonim, right? The famous word that the Siv Shalom brings from the Maggid says, I said this like a thousand times, my favorite. We say in Davni, yeah. Even in Artsius, even in Velt, the world is filled with ways of acquiring Getlachkeit, Elikus. Not just sitting and learning, not just davening, but in everything you do, and Aleph, that's the idea of Kaddish Askeva Mutalach, Chomasech Lashim Shemayim, Bechol Rechachoda Eyu, etc., etc. Therefore, the pasuk "Vayeitzei Yankiv Mershov" is going to charan apish al mokim. Says the tzilas tzaddik, "Vayele charona is gimatria hakol ruchni." Everything is ruchni. There's no such thing as rishus. Rishus doesn't really exist. All ruchnis, and that's the idea of a dream. What is a dream? What is a sulam? What does a sulam do? It connects heaven and earth. And what does Yankiv after Avinu? He sees this dream. And it's about Lachel, he came early to Yordan Boy. So what does he say? Ochein Yesh Hashem B'mokim Hazev Anich Il Yadati. The Zohar says, V'chitvo, is it any wonder V'anich Il Yadati? He never had this experience before. The Pshat says, the Yisra Bracha, another Majlis Rebbe, he's the Rizal Son. He says, Yankiv is the Chtoir. The Sulam is the Sina. Gimatria Sina. What is the purpose of Kabbalah Satira? To connect heaven and earth. If I hear it, Hashem, Har Sinai, the Matrix of my hearts. To connect the two. If Anuichi Loi, Anuichi Hashem, the Gecha, Loi, Le Yelucha, right? Is Yodati. Now he understood the purpose of Matrix through the vision of the Sulam to connect the two. Ochei, Aleph, Chof, Nun, is Gimatria, Oilam Hazen, Oilam Habo. Now we understand you have to connect both of them. And therefore, there's another interessante word. He just adds the word. Ochein yeshavai b'mokim azeh. Gimatria, anybody? 612. Vanoichi lo yodati, is also Gematria 612. What else is 612? Mailun Bakoidish. You go. There's something here missing. The Malachi Elikim, where are they going? Oilim? We have the Mailun Bakoidish. Can I ask you a close kasha? Where do Malachim generally, when they're not working, when they're off, time off, where do they hang out? They're in heaven. That's a fair, I don't know much about these kind of things, but I imagine the fair is over. And now poor Yaakov Avinu is running away to Chorma, right? And he's having this dream, yeah? Malachim are coming. As the Gemara said, Chulin, they're coming. Yeah, check them out, right? So why is it Malachim Oilim V'yordim? To be first Yordim, they come down to Yaakov, right? And then Oilim, they go back to heaven. What's Oilim V'yordim? There's many we talk about, right? There's an amazing pshat in the Sefer Shiras B'Nachem. From Shmuel Yankov Rubinstein, who drove in Paris after the war, a big go. He was the chassid of the Zvi Hirschel of the Maz. Right? One of the great rabbis. A murder dig of that. The Mazar said, there, whatever you have in heaven, Yankov Avinu has 100 billion times more. There's nothing, no madrega of kedusha of whatever, which Yankov Avinu has. A malach wants to come from Olam Abriya, Yitzir, wherever their headquarters is. And he wants to be Mizdabik be Yaakov Avinu. Right? Do you think he's coming down the ladder? Zolzvisin vehine malachei Elohim Oilim. For a malach to come and be Mizdabik be Yaakov, that's not considered Yerida, that's considered an Aliyah. Hello? When you leave Yaakov, then it's Yerida. Because that's the avoida kudashendu kudash Yankiv, right? The avoida of Yankiv Avinu. Kadash Mutlach is higher than all the avoida malachim sof mefanim amin skanere. And that's it. Och in Yesha Vaibemach, where could you find the Abishter, the Etzem Daf in this world with Yankiv Avinu? Vanoichi lo yadati, until now I didn't know. There's a very big word, Nergis Abuysum. I have no time to elaborate. Onoichi, everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos. How do we know Nutrikin Minatayr? So one day it says Gavron, Av Amoin Goyim Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, how do you know Nutrikin Minatayr? Anoichi stands for Ano Nafshi Ksovdas Yovas. Hello? So everyone, the argument says, Mela, the first one fits into Pshat of the Pasuk. Why Gavron, Av Amoin Goyim? How does Anoichi, Ano Nafshi, David says, I give myself, how does that fit in with the Pshat and the Pasuk? So he brings from the Rapshas and Zerah Kodesh, I'm ready to go. What happens if I'm talking to you? I can only talk to you before telephones or these kind of Zoom things were invented. I can only talk to you if we're upon the bottom. But if you're 10,000 miles away, I can't even do the rain, right? So I could do is I could send a shliach, and the shliach could say over my message. But he's not saying it in first person like I'm talking, he's saying it like in Mishmi. But what happens if I send you a letter? I can speak in first person. It gets to you wherever you happen to be. Says the Eibishter Anoichi, Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovas. When I give you Torahs, Oisi Atem Loich. You're hopping the Etzem of the Eibishter, right? What is the Nutrikin Bechal? What is the purpose of a Nutrikin? Like in the Latin notary, you know? It means I'm only writing one letter, but that has it so much more. Says that because we say the Gemara says in Brachas, Eze Parshik Tana Shebetoyr, Shekol Gufe Atoyrit Luyimbo, that's the idea of Bechol Drochechodoyim. You're going to work, you're eating, you're drinking, you're sleeping, you're having children, you're whatever. In them, that's the Trikun, that in Likti, that at this very moment you're taking Mamish. And this is why Sulam is Gimatria also Momain, together with Gel, that the Chibur of Arjis or whatever. If you may remember the story of Yaakov Avinu gets married, has 11 of the 12 tribes in this week's parasha. Hello? There's a famous Hechel Brocha. It's Vayavve Yankiv Barochel, Sheva Shonin, Vayu Be'enov, Kiyom Machodim Bahavos Yisor. Right? You probably realize the Gimatria of that Pasuk is 2,476. Which is Gimatria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Baruch Shem Kved Bechuz Levod. Derech said the pasuk which says Haves Ishti. Yaakov Avinu tells Lavan, Haves Ishti ki malu yomai va'avuya ilea. Is Gematria 1358, which Gematria Baruch Shem Pinchas Lavan. In the world, everything is Hashem and Elikim. Vaya avaya lila likim. There's the Avishter, there's Elikim Gematria Teva, and really it's all one. And therefore, a person who serves the Avishter in marriage, in having children, in going to work, in whatever, and it's the same avodah. But look, until now, he was nitman, shatmonim, in Shem Ve'Aver 14 years. He was scared. I'm going to a place of charnap mishal elam, a house, a place of love. What's going to be? Therefore, the Avishter showed him this dream. You could be mischaber shemayim v'oretz, which, by the way, is after the time I want to explain to great length. I have no time to elaborate now. Remember, Yaakov Avinu wants to marry who? Rachel. And at the end, good old Lavan, right? Vini Baboyker, Vini Leah. What happened on the first day after the Chasim? What's going on in the scene in the house? Doesn't say anything to Chumash. Chazal say, the place to fly in here. It's not just simple, like, you know, just looking like that, right? Yaakov Avinu turns to Leah and he says, Rama, Maisa ben Ramai. You cheater, the son of a cheater. Your father's a con artist, a youth car salesman, right? And that's what you learned. Also a cheater. A whole night I'm screaming Rachel and you're saying, yeah. We'll just lay it up and take it. One of the boys from the room says, oh, I had a good teacher, right? Your father, the blind man, old blind man, he says, who are you? And he says, so I had a good teacher in shtick.
In
Vega. You understand this. Hello? This is Leia talking to Yankee Vichir Shavava, he's with Moses and the Kisa Yaakovin from the Merkovit. Hello? But the pshat is, you remember that Ve'eni Leia Rakkos had a Chazal Taich? The Gevein, because people were saying, that's the time of the idiotin in the market. Right? Hanged am inchi in the world. It's like Doyla the God, Lola Vakot Tana the Tom. So who was Leia supposed to marry?
Esau.
Oh, so that was the soul, the Magma. Oh, I was supposed to marry my Shurish and the Shama was connected to Esau, right? What was Esau supposed to be? He was supposed to be this fool, and Yankee was supposed to be the disaster, and we're going to have a Rebbe and Antonin, this type of. You remember the famous, I said this before, the famous chat that Rebbe Baruch brings in the Sefer, Moir the Gevort. It says about Gil Ishne Nosh, Achaz Huva Vachas Nu, Vahaya Ben Abacharla Nu. What's going on here? There's two drachim and avodas Hashem, the derech of a ben ahuva. That was sitting learning. Then there's a derech and avodas Hashem of the snur. The guy Nebuch, unfortunately, rather aware in today's age, day and age, but he actually goes to work, and he has a family, and he's like involved in welt. And that's hey, that's despised, that's looked down, that's frowned upon. You know, which Elcha, you know, man today goes to work. The Benesnu. Oh, Birvahoyu, Biyayim, and Chili, is Bonov, Rail Yuchel, Vakir, is Benahuva, Benesnu, Bechor. Therefore, Leah was supposed to be connected to Esav, which is Avoid of Zulu, right? And Rachel is the Ahuvo. The Major Taiches this way. Rachel is the Ahuvo, because that's what he wanted to marry, right? By Leah it says, "By Hashem ki snu Leah," right? But don't think Leah. One is Alma Disgalia. One is Alma Diskasi. By the way, that's the reason. Where was Rachel buried? Open, on the field, right? Leah is buried north of Erevin, Meir b'Tech Meir, deep down, right? That's Alma Diskasi. You don't see. So Leah tells Yankiv, "Yeah, but I was supposed to be Esau's mate." And he rejected it. And you said, you, Yankov, because of the default of Esav, you now became Davoid of Bechor, Davoid of Esav, Davoid of Hazza, and therefore he had to go to love on the whole Geshef, right? So therefore I'm also yours. Because now the new Avoida comes the Avoida of Leah. You understand what's going on here? So these are two drachma and avodas Hashem, and they're both holy, and that's the symbol of the sulam, which is Gimachia Sinai, and Gimachia Momen, and Allah Gutta Zachin, And therefore, Yir has to know that the Iker, just to end off, Yir has to know that the Iker Milchom. You can't just, a person could say, I'm giving you a free pass. All you can do is eat, drink, and be merry, and know that you're doing it. Say you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. You know, like, you ever see people eat on Shabbos? Chove Shabbos Kodesh. Right? So one of the Sharf, Kotzkoch, Sidon, Gerol, Sidon, whatever, said, you know, L'Chove my boich. To be able to be mahapich velten, you gotta first be a Yankiv. Yankiv didn't go or to love him like at age whatever. After he was 14 years and he was matmen atzmi, and he learned that he doesn't want anything. He wants lechem lechel beg a little bush. Now you can become vayifrit so ishma oid ma'oid. You get all the brachos of the Eibush to bekashmis brachmis. Because that's me, as long as you mean with the taka, with the MS, right? Then you could be mekayim and be zehirin with rishus, and then yonim of rishus. Therefore, by rishus is gimatria. Just to end off. Come on, you can't get an easy gimatria. 906. What else do you know? 906. Without even thinking. You know the Anu B'choyach? Hello. Yeah. The last line. Shavaseinu kabel ushma tzakiseinu yedei talumis. She could this, it doesn't matter. But in the schus, when they have his hir and reshus, then when a person takes the yonim ha-reshus and velt, and he shines from it, and he's whatever, then we're zoyach that the Eberste hears all our tefillahs, you take it, that's the kuyach of the mid of Emes. Oh, yeah.